are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Salon BKB presents virtual salon conversations of everyday living, overcoming life's obstacles, and finding your purpose. It's Our Time celebrates the season of opportunity for women becoming empowered to be major influencers, decision makers, and living happy in our life's purpose. Hi, virtual listeners. I'm Belinda K. Baker, lovingly known as Miss B. And it's my pleasure to be your host today on It's Our Time, a podcast dedicated to the conversations that flow from the salon to the podcast. It's such an honor to share my 32 years in the beauty industry as a salon owner, master stylist, and business coach, educating, teaching, and motivating. And at the center of it all is the spirit of sharing, connecting people to people, businesses, and opportunities, looking for and finding solutions to our everyday living obstacles, and ultimately getting a better understanding of our passions and our purposes. Unfortunately for me, the salon is the perfect fit for my passion of the conversation to flourish. And today's show is an example of just that, how a simple topic turns into a dynamic conversation in the salon atmosphere. So just recently, while working on our clients, the topic of safety for women came up and how things have changed. And one of the biggest concerns that was being discussed was whether to carry a firearm or not. So our conversation today will shed some much needed light on the topic women, guns, and safety. And our guest who will join us shortly is going to be able to give us a lot of great information about that. But first, let me thank our wonderful sponsors who's making this podcast possible. Thank you, Atlanta Life Media Agency, for supporting It's Our Time with your sponsorship. Atlanta Life Media Agency is a premier Georgia television, film, and entertainment behind-the-camera production support consulting agency. Feel free to check them out at www.atlma.net. That's Atlanta Life Media Agency, where connections are made. And if you would like to join our conversation as a sponsor, email us at info@up2meradio.com. So, virtual listeners, welcome to the conversation on women, guns, and safety. We have a special guest who is more than qualified to help us navigate this sensitive but yet timely subject matter. So I want you guys to help me welcome Law Enforcement Officer Anthony Thomas. Hey, Anthony.
Hello. Hello. How are you today?
I am good, and I'm just going to, you know, we've known each other a while, and so I gave them your full government name, but you know I call you Tony, so we're just going to keep it real with them today. Okay, Tony?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Let me let the listeners know a little bit about your background before we delve right into this topic, okay? Anthony is the father of a wonderful son, the brother of two sisters, and he is the son, as he lovingly says to his wonderful mom, that he respects for doing such a great job of raising him and his two sisters as a single mom. Anthony serves as an officer of law here in the state of Georgia and has done that for over 12 years. The thing that he's passionate about is serving and protecting his community and loving to educate young men, mentor to them, and interact in the community. And he takes upholding the law very seriously. And Tony, I want to personally thank you for what you do in being in harm's way so that we can live a safer existence here. So we're just glad to have your expertise today to share with us here on It's Our Time. Okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. So today we are going to follow up on a conversation we started in the salon, where we had the clients that were expressing a lot of concern about the elevated crime that's happening to women. And so the topic came up whether to carry a firearm or not. And interestingly enough, the room was divided half and half. Half that said yes to carrying and half that said no. And so it led me to, and my producer to say, wow, what a great topic for us to continue to shed light on why, you know, what were some of those concerns. And so what I found was some interesting statistics that 12% of women here in Georgia carry a firearm, while it's triple the men at 33%. And that of those 12% of women that carry a firearm, 6% of them own more than one gun. So, Tony, I wanted you to just talk a little bit about, as an officer of the law, what are some of the major concerns you see with owning a gun and using it for protection?
Well, the major issues or the major concern is being familiar with the gun, being comfortable with the firearm. I recommend to most citizens that I come in contact with, and my own mother and sisters, even you, that if you're a single mom or a single woman that lives by yourself, I recommend a firearm. Due to the increase in crime that we are having today, it's more violent than it's ever been, and I recommend it. But the things that I want everybody to be familiar with is your firearm and the safety that goes along with owning and possessing a firearm.
That makes sense. That makes sense, because you don't want the very thing that you're using to protect yourself to be used against you because you don't know how to handle it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, there were quite a few women that participated in the conversation, Tony, and one of the things I found about that other half that said that they didn't want to carry, that there was a great deal of fear behind owning a gun. And one of the young ladies, Angela C., she said, how can she overcome her fear of guns?
Well, and that comes to familiarization, getting familiar with your firearm. The only way you become comfortable with something, that's like learning how to ride a bike. It takes practice. You have to get out and use it, go through training. Most fire ranges or gun ranges have training facilities where they actually give classes. And getting familiar with your firearm, finding a firearm that's comfortable for you, that fits your hand, that you feel comfortable once it's fired. Because the recoil in each gun is different. The weight of each gun may be different. So getting familiar with your own firearm and finding one that you're comfortable with.
That makes sense, because when I made the decision for safety reasons, and you share with me, you were one of my trainers to help me understand firearms. Why? And that it was one of those things because of the lifestyle I live, late nights, having, you know, to be exposed to the elements of going out, you know, and having a regular routine that I was subjected to being targeted. So one of the things that I appreciated was being able to be taken to
the training, you know, to the fire range, and the training that came from someone being familiar with it and teaching me how to use it. And I realized that the reason I was so afraid, I had never touched a gun. I had never fired a gun. Right. I had never been around it. And the stories that I saw was on TV. You know what I'm saying? That they were dangerous. Right. So, you know, that helped me a lot. Your familiarity as a trainer to what the gun's purpose was and sharing that with me so that I could get over my fear.
Right. You know, and most people have fear of things that they're not used to or comfortable with. So that's normal. That's a normal human function, I guess, that, you know, you're scared of things that you're not familiar with. So that would be normal.
Right. Right. Now, Jenny B says, what is the best strategy when you're a first-time gun owner and you have children in your house? What is the best strategy?
First thing I recommend to anyone that's first time is go through a training class, get familiar with your firearm. The next thing will be safety, as far as where are you storing that firearm, especially if you have small kids or even teenager kids. That firearm needs to be secure, but also being secure, you need to be able to get to it. It does you no good to have a firearm secured, and if you need it, you can't get to it. So finding a good safe that has fast access that you can open up fastly, very fast, to be able to remove the firearm and use it if needed. I think that's one of the big things you need to make sure that you're aware of when purchasing a firearm and then taking a firearm into your home. And also getting your kids familiar with the firearm. I started off with my son, letting them know that guns can kill, and they may, and letting him be aware of that, the consequences of playing with a gun. Mm-hmm. And what could happen. So, mm-hmm. Also, going through the training for yourself, now you have to train your kids to understand that that firearm is not a toy.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, because they wouldn't know otherwise, especially when most of these online games that they play have a violent tendency to them.
Right. And even the toy guns that they purchase today look so real that you probably wouldn't, as a child, be able to tell the difference between a toy gun and a real gun. So
that's true. Tony, Charlotte S says, what's the best size gun to make sure you stop an intruder advancing towards you? What's the best size gun to use to make sure you stop the intruders advancing towards you? And I want to say that right.
Well, I mean, it's going to all depend. Smaller calibers normally, if it's a big intruder, they have a tendency to not stop the threat immediately. So I recommend anywhere from a 38 up to a 9, a 40 caliber, 45 caliber. The larger caliber normally stop the threat. A smaller caliber normally won't stop, and sometime, depending on if where you hit them, it'll bounce off. So at least a 38 special or anything bigger, that's like a 40 caliber, 9 millimeter, a 45 caliber guns are good stopping guns.
Now, one of the things, Tony, that you share with me, when I go to the range and I am practicing, which is really important to go and practice, you right. always taught me, you know, along with my sweetheart, that I am to shoot for center mass. Right. I am to shoot for center mass. And then you taught me also that I shoot until the threat is over.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, you know, why that's true.
Well, I mean, the rule of thought is, if you shoot a person in their leg and they have a firearm, can they still return fire? So shoot, if it's at the point of using deadly force, it's at that point where that threat has threatened your life, the safety of you and your family. So therefore, you using the appropriate necessary force to stop that threat will mm-hmm. be to hit organs to stop the threat. And those organs are in the center mass of the your potential threat's body or the head. Those will be the areas that you would aim at to actually stop the threat. Firing anywhere else may not absolutely stop the threat. And that's the reason why is recommended if you're at the point of using deadly force to protect your life or someone else's, mm-hmm. and you have to use deadly force, that you do aim towards the center mass of the threat to stop the threat.
Yeah, and I had to learn very quickly that the center mass, you know, your shoulders going down through your chest, through your stomach area, all in there, that's the largest part of the body. So if yes. you're going to be able to hit, that's going to be an area you'll be able to hit, pretty easily.
It's a bigger target. Right. It's a bigger target. So it's easier to hit than hitting a hand or arm.
Right.
That's moving. Right.
Right. And now some would argue, because one of the questions that was asked by Charlotte was, I don't want to kill him. I just want to get away.
And that brings up a good point. My rule of thought is my personal opinion is, if you're at the point of or owning a firearm, are you ready to take a life? You know, because at the point that you're pulling your firearm, what would be the purpose? If your life is not in danger, then no, I don't recommend you using it. But if your life is in danger and you own a firearm, that's the biggest question I recommend to anyone that owns a firearm to ask yourself, are you able to go to that point? Are you able to take a life? Have you thought about that, and are you willing to live with that consequence if it comes to that point? And you either have the flight or fight mentality at that point, and you have to make a decision. So that's a decision you have to really think about. Owning a firearm and taking someone's life is a big choice, a big decision, a big responsibility. So you have to think really hard about it. And to me, it's either their life or my life. At the point that I have to use deadly force, that would be the reason I was there, or I'm protecting someone else's life. And is it necessary? So those are questions you have to ask yourself, and you have to, you know, pray about it and come to the right decision. Because at the end of the day, that's only a decision that you can make for yourself.
Right. Now that's a very good point. And it is a question that needs to be resolved in your mind before having to make the choice to use it. I mean, you have to make, that's a good kind of takeaway from our conversation today. Are you willing to go to that level, if it comes down to your life?
Because having a firearm and pulling it and you're not using it, and then it get taken and used against you,
right,
changes the scenario. So you have to really think about it. If you pull it, are you ready to use it?
That's a good one. That's a good one. That is a good one. And that leads me to this question that actually two of the ladies asked, Natalie B. and Antoinette M. How do we keep the firearm safety locked and away from the kids for safety in the home? What's their best defense?
Well, to me, I believe a good lock safe, a good safe, a fingerprint safe, something that you can only lock, unlock with your DNA, your hand, because those are the fastest access safe. Because if you have a combination safe and it's not a digital one, and then you have to make sure if you have a digital safe that you're making sure that the batteries are good at all times, that, you're checking it every 3 months, because if it dies and you need it, then you can't get into it. So the maintenance on the safe is very important. If you have a combination to safe and someone's coming to your home and you nervous, I mean, right. Try to unlock a safe with a combination and you're nervous. You may mess up and you may not get it open in time. So
right.
Having something safe, I always recommend it, even when you have a smaller safe, to have it professionally installed. You want to mount it because of burglaries and anything else. If the gun is left at the house and you don't want a burglar to be able to break in and just carry your safe off with your gun. So having it professionally installed and mounted to the ground, to the wall where it's work. If they're going to come and get it, you're going to make them work for it. Those are, key things that you want to think about. And like I said, getting familiar with the firearm is the biggest and the most important. Is like I said earlier, like riding a bike, it takes practice. You have to be comfortable unloading it, loading it, racking it, because the decision is also if you're carrying a firearm, are you carrying one in the chamber? Do you have time to pull it back to rack it? And if you're storing it, are you storing it with one in the chamber? And that depends on how comfortable you are with your firearm. So going through the proper training classes, getting familiar with your gun is the biggest thing when it comes to owning a firearm, you know, and possessing one. Being familiar with the gun, because each gun feels different. My gun may feel different to you. Your gun may feel different to me. And being familiar with it, understanding how the safeties work on them, how to unload. A lot of new guns now have double safeties where it can have one in the chamber, but it won't fire without the magazine in it. And with the safety, even with the safety on and off, it still won't. That's called a double safety. So those are getting familiar with your firearm, knowing your actual firearm is the biggest and the most important thing in owning a gun and safety with a gun. Also being familiar, we call it muzzle awareness. You don't point that muzzle at anything that you're not willing to shoot is the rule. You know, if you're not willing to shoot it, then it shouldn't point at it. And those things you will learn in your training classes, going through a proper training facility, and they will go over these things and getting familiar with the firearm.
Right. Those are some really good takeaways with not pointing it, getting familiar with it, making sure that you've made a decision. If you own a firearm, are you willing to take the life if your life is endangered? Training, and more training, so that you are comfortable with. As you were talking, you were giving some terms that I know that for those who are novices, they probably are not familiar with the terms, but when you go to training, you'll learn about what a magazine is. You know, that was the hardest thing for me, Tony, was learning how to wrap my magazine with my name. And whether or not I was going to have one magazine or two magazines, you know, so that, you know, I was ready if I had to rearm up. Those type of things were some of the decisions I found myself, you know, having to, you know, kind of take a look at.
Right.
You shared some safety tips when we were talking the other day, and I wanted you to share some of those with the listeners, and I'm just going to call those the what to do when tips by Tony.
Right.
We're talking about the home invasion. What to do if you have an invasion in your home?
What I would recommend, I would tell you and my sisters and my mom and, lock yourself into the farthest room away from where you hear the potential suspects coming in. Be on the phone with 911. Have your firearm out. And as soon as you hear them approaching, identify yourself. Tell them you're armed and you have a gun and you're willing to use it. That creates that, okay, well, they're not playing. And, it makes the suspect think. It makes them recalculate their decision-making. Do I want to take this chance to run into this room? And this person's telling me they're armed. But that kind of go on to you want me to go into the other things about being awareness.
Yes. You had shared about You had shared about when you're going to your car in a parking lot, what are some things you should be aware of?
Right. The biggest thing to me, and I noticed with a lot of women, and some women are very good with it. Now, Mom, I think you are at this point. Being familiar with your surroundings. A lot of time we get complacent. We get caught into our life and what's going on in the world and the bills and the problems and the kids and everything else. And we get complacent. We come out from stores and it's late and we're walking, even from our home to our car to check the mailbox, and we're not paying attention to our surroundings.
Right.
My biggest thing is know your surroundings, pay attention to your surroundings. When you see somebody that don't fit, you know what I'm saying? Pay attention. That's going to be the biggest thing. I mean, even like you, Mom, when you leave the salon at night and if you're leaving as a group, I always recommend leaving with multiple people, because it's easy. It's harder for a person to attack four of you compared to one of you. Always try to be in groups, especially if you're leaving somewhere and it's dark. Be very familiar with your surroundings. Have your key fob in your hand for your panic button on your car to set it off. And that goes in back into the fact that if you are carrying a firearm, how are you carrying it? Are you carrying it concealed? Are you carrying it in your purse? Have you practiced unholstering your firearm from wherever you decide to carry it? Those are things that also come along with the training and the familiarization of possessing and owning a firearm. Repetition in that. I always recommend if you're carrying it in your purse, you need to take the gun home after you familiar with the gun, unload it, nothing in the chamber, no magazine in the gun. Make sure nobody's around, it's safe, and practice removing that gun fastly from your purse. A lot of women carry these big purses with a whole bunch of everything in it, your whole household.
I
always think about if you got your firearm in there, can you get to it? Is it where you can get to it to use it? Because it does you no good if you can't get to it. So those are safety things that you need to think about when possessing, and when you're out and about and you own a firearm, how am I going to carry this firearm? And I guess you go into the facts of, especially in the state of Georgia, are you carrying it concealed? And if you are, you need a permit. If you're carrying an open carry, that's like in a holster on your hip where everybody can see it, then you may not, but you need to know the laws. Make sure you're up to par on the laws in the state of Georgia if you're going to decide to carry, or whatever state you're in, know your laws for that state and how you can legally carry your firearm and possess it.
Yes, and you shared something really good with me the other day, that out of common courtesy, to show respect to an officer, if I'm pulled over, for a traffic stop, that when I hand my license, I would also hand my concealed weapons license and allow them to know that I do have a gun in my possessions, just out of common respect.
Courtesy, right. It lowers, as a law enforcement officer, it doesn't take it completely away, but it does lowers that sense of potential danger. Normally people that are honest with us normally are not intending on hurting us. And most of us have families we want to go home to. So yes, I always recommend it. It's never a bad tactic to tell the officer, if you're pulled over, I do have a firearm, I have a permit, I do have a firearm in my vehicle. And they gonna ask you where is that, and not to reach for it or touch it. If it's in your purse and your license in your purse, have your ID out of your purse before the officer approach, so you don't have to go back in it again. If your firearm's in your purse, or if it's in the center console, you don't want to keep reaching towards it. So having it out, your ID out, your insurance card out, so the officer can have it, so you don't have to reach in it before they arrive to the car, is always a good idea. So having those things where you can find them. I mean, I run into a lot of times when it's 5 or 10 minutes and you're still looking through your purse for it. Know where those items are, especially if you're carrying a firearm. It just makes it easier when dealing with law enforcement.
Well, I tell you, you've given us a lot of great information, I think, is really good, especially for those that we were able to answer their questions. And I've just truly enjoyed sharing with you again. And my virtual listeners, you will hear him call me mom. He's like a son to me. We've been together a long time. And whenever I have ever needed anything, there is not a more respectful young man, law enforcement officer that I certainly can vouch for. And I just thank you for sharing with us, you know, the information on women, guns, and safety today. Can no you problem. Leave the virtual salon listeners with a final thought today?
My thing is, you know, just be aware of your surroundings. Make a conscious decision on if you have to use that firearm, are you ready to use it? Are you ready to live with the consequences of using it? And are you prepared? Are you going to be a person that runs? Are you going to fight? And I just, you have to know that before you even cross that bridge. Are you ready to go to that point? Who are you? You know who you are. Know yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much for being with us, our law enforcement expert, Anthony Thomas, today. In the state of Georgia, sharing with us tips and advice on carrying a firearm and being prepared to defend and protect yourself. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
The Let's Celebrate You is our segment designed to spotlight one of our listeners or followers that we have received a testimony on how they have come through, been delivered, or took a different action that led to a break through personal or professionalism in their life. Or it can simply be a shared moment of gratitude for where God has them in this season of their life. And this week, we are honored to celebrate our listener, Victoria Green. Victoria shared with us that she struggled to pass her licensing exam for her master cosmetology license. She had completed all of the school requirements, but struggled after several attempts to pass the licensing test. Victoria reached out to us and asked for prayer and gave us a call to thank us for the prayers and words of encouragement, and also to let us know that she recently passed her test and is now a registered master cosmetologist in the state of Georgia. Congratulations, Victoria. We are proud of you for not giving up and overcoming your obstacle, and we truly know that prayer works. Victoria is going to receive a $200 gift certificate for consulting services from BKB Consultants Educational Group. And again, Victoria, congratulations. We applaud you and thank you for your transparency in sharing that prayers and encouragement works. The Let's Celebrate You segment is being sponsored by BKB Consultants Educational Group, located in Atlanta, Georgia. You can connect with them at 770-557-1154. Again, we want to thank our show sponsors, Atlanta Life Media Agency, and our guest, Anthony Thomas, for sharing with us today in our topic, Women, Guns, and Safety conversation. We want to hear from you, your concerns, your triumphs, your celebrations. Send any questions or requests for prayer to itsourtime@uptomeradio.com. Feel free to sign up for email notices, for show alerts of new podcasts, and to get all the juicy behind-the-scenes post notes and additional resource information. Our podcast can be heard on uptomeradio.com, and that is up2meradio.com, and on Facebook at It's Our Time, Up to Me Radio. We're also on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Thank you for joining our conversation today, where we connected through our issues, bonded in our friendships, built strong alliances while we grew in knowledge together. And until next time, I want each of you to remember that everybody has a story to tell. So what's your story?